Another thing that used to come in barrels that I told you was smoothing irons, flat irons. That the colored women used to use to iron clothes with. They used to buy them in weights of 5 pounds, 6 pounds, 7 pounds, you know. That would be the three popular sizes in flat irons. And he used to sell for ironing, he'd sell that iron, and you would sell a furnace, a charcoal furnace. It was a little metal bucket about that tall, and you would have them numbered in numbers 1, 2, and 3. They had an inside lining of clay furnaces, they used to call them, but they were metal on the outside. They used to burn charcoal in them. They made charcoal out of pine wood, and the best coal that didn't smoke too much was made out of hardwood. You get fellas to burn you some oak charcoal, and you had the better type of charcoal. It didn't smoke as much as the pine charcoal.
It was a kiln.
Yeah, you built a kiln, a mound, and you burned it. That's the way they used to make charcoal. Charcoal used to sell a paper bag about that tall and about that big around for 10 cents.
I thought charcoal was coal.
No, charcoal is not coal. Coal is mined. Charcoal is made by burning timber, wood.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what you used to sell to the women to iron with. They used to heat these little flat irons on these charcoal furnaces, get the iron hot, and they used to use a candle to wax the base of them so they wouldn't stick. But the things that, he's talking about saving things, I'm sorry we didn't save, was these irons. When we'd buy irons, we'd buy them by the barrel. We'd buy a barrel of fives, and they used, a barrel of 5 pound irons would run 400 pounds, you see. It was just, that's how much that barrel iron was.
You got them off the truck.
It had some good men in those days, that's all I can tell you. We had a young man working for us, he's dead, and he got him killed in an automobile wreck, and that was a bet they used to have about a Tierselaude. A Tierselaude used to weigh better than 300 pounds, you see. Tierselaude weighed in the neighborhood of 330 pounds. And this old store that we're working in today never had a concrete floor. You know, in those days it was a wooden floor on pillars, and it was stood about 18 to 24 inches above the ground, off the ground. And sometimes they would just unload that stuff right on the sidewalk of the ground, and you'd have to lift it up into the store building. And it was a bet. This young fella said he could put Tierselaude in the back door of the store by himself with no help, you know. Lifted up on his knees, put it, and I saw him do it. Pretty good trick. Because not that somebody can't lift 325 pounds by leverage on your knees and things like that. It's the strength that takes
hands, yeah.
It's the strength in the hands it takes, because you can't get a grip. You have just a small ledge on that bulkhead, you know, or the barrel, you know, the top and the bottom. You don't have too much. You have about about an inch, I guess, at most, the lip. And you have to handle that thing with that much lip, and the thing is big around like that, you can't, you know, and it's just round, you can't get a hold on it. He was a good man. I remember, I was a young fella and used to follow him on the deliveries. He used to take